Is it okay now? Oh, Teresa? Is it okay now?
Yeah.
So that's Cecilia? Yeah.
All right.
Ready? Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing today? All right. Amen. Amen. So it's not every week we get, again, another young lion up here from the Lord, but our church has been blessed to have a lot of young men, and Josh today is going to bring you the word of God today, and I'm very pleased to see the work in this young man's life, and I'd like to pray and get him started so that all of you can hear the good news today. All right, let's pray. Our Father and our God, we're so grateful, Lord, that you gave breath in our lungs and blood in our veins today, Lord, and woke us up for another day in your creation. And Father, we just ask that you would open ears, open eyes. Lord, we know that you're in the business of opening eyes. We pray that you would regenerate souls, that you would grant those in this room ears to hear and eyes to see their need to flee to Christ from the wrath to come. Pray that you would fill our brother with your spirit today. Give Josh boldness. Take away any type of fear. Help him to be as bold as a lion with his teaching today, Lord. We're thankful that you've pricked his heart to do this, Lord. We need more young men willing to do this. So thank you for this young man. I love him. We love him, Lord, but we could never love him like you do. And we pray that you would pour out your love on those here who have yet to put their trust in your son. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. How's everybody doing today? Good. All right. All right. How's it going, everybody? My name is Josh. I'm grateful to be here today. It's a blessing. Just to wake up another day is always a blessing. Right? You know, so, but to be able to...
Don't be afraid to use your teacher voice a little.
So like I said, I'm grateful to be here today, and it's truly a blessing. Also grateful just to be able to spread the word of God, just because I know how much truth and power is in that, and love, you know. So today I'm going to be talking about the heart. You know, that organ that beats in your chest, you know, keeps you alive. Well, you know, if it's still ticking today, that's a praise the Lord, right? Because, you know, not a lot of people get to say that, right? So I'm not necessarily going to be talking about, you know, the organ, the heart, but mostly about the spiritual heart. When you think of the word heart, you know, what comes to mind? Maybe we think, wow, that person's got a great heart, you know, or... You know, he's really passionate. She's really passionate. Or maybe you think, you know, that person has such a big heart. You know, they're very kind, you know. Or maybe we even think back to times we've had our heart broken, you know. These are examples that are pretty common. But I think the most common we hear, especially today, is follow your heart. You know, do what you want. Do what makes you happy. And well, as lovely as that sounds, you know, because it tunes in with our emotions and our desires, I just want to share how dangerous that really is, you know, because according to the holy God of creation, the one who knew you before you existed and knows everything about you from the numbers of hair on your head and everything between down to the depths of your soul, the one who gave you life says that the heart is deceitful above all things. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" The Lord tells us how wicked our hearts really are. Mark 7:21-23 says, "From within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean." And when it says from within, out of men's hearts, it's not just talking about men. It's talking about mankind, all of us. So what does this tell us? Our biggest problem is not external, it's internal. All of us have a heart problem, including me. So sin has tainted our heart, and out of our heart comes sin. What is sin? If you don't know, sin is rebellion against God. It's breaking God's law, and we've all broken God's law. From our actions to even our thoughts, ever since sin entered the world through Adam, we've become cursed with sin. Romans 3:10 through 12 says, "As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. And death through Adam, life through Christ. So therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people because all have sinned." 1 John 3:4 says, "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." So how does an eternal God, holy God, deal with sin? He judges sin accordingly by casting them into hell for eternity, where the flames and pain do not end. Now you say, well, that's a powerful thing. That's a very, like, wow, that hits some people, right? It's like, how could you say such a thing? That's such a, you know, what do you call it? You know, it's just a powerful thing to say to, for you know, my mistakes. But you got to remember that God is holy. He can't allow for even the smallest things to just can't look the other way because he is pure. He's holy. But this Revelation 21:8 to back that up says, "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." But I'm here to give you good news today. Amazing news. "But blessed be the name of the Lord. He is just and he is merciful. The Lord, or there is good news for you and me, although because of our sin, we deserve death and hell to separate us from God for eternity. His love was so great that he sacrificed his only son, Jesus Christ, who never sinned, on the cross. And by the shedding of his blood, he paid the price that we couldn't pay. He was the perfect sacrifice. And those that would believe, repent, and call on his name would be saved and spend eternity in heaven with the Savior, Jesus Christ." The Bible tells us this in 2 Corinthians 5:21. "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Amen. Not by ourselves, in him, through him. And Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. So there is hope that only God can give by his grace, and by his grace alone, that we can be saved. He can change our heart from the heart of stone to a heart of flesh filled with the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel 36:26 says, "I will give you a new heart," this is the Lord speaking, "and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." So when will you trust the Lord as your Lord and Savior? Well, I pray that you do that today. Because tomorrow's never promised. Life is like a vapor. You'll be here one day, gone the next. Today is the day of salvation, and Jesus is the only way. And anyone who loves you will tell you this. Because there's nothing more important than where you spend eternity. Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, Lord, just for giving us breath, waking us up, Lord, providing everything that you do for us. You created this world. You gave us life. You owe us nothing, Lord. But you have so much mercy on us because our sin is great, but you are greater, Lord. And I pray and I thank you for sacrificing your life on the cross for us, your son, Lord, so that we would have that hope, that we put our trust in you, Lord, and you will save us. And we get to spend eternity with you in heaven forever, Lord. So I pray today, Lord, that you would touch the hearts of every single one of us, Lord. And you would guide us and show us who you really are, Lord. And thank you for all that you do. Thank you for the food that you provide. Thank you for everything, Lord. The good and the bad, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.